From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has spoken for the second day in a row about what steps he believes should be taken to help prevent violence and mass shootings like the one that took place at a Florida high school last week. He continues to advocate for arming teachers, saying schools cannot hire enough security.
This would only be obviously for people that are very adept at handling a gun. And it would be, it's called concealed carry, where a teacher would have a concealed gun on them.
In the wake of last week's school shooting, some victims and gun rights activists have called for a ban on semi-automatic rifles such as the AR-15, which was used in the Florida shooting. Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah, however, told reporters that the Trump administration is seeking solutions that do not ban a class of firearms for all individuals, but ban all weapons for certain individuals who are identified as threats to public safety. Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential elections, has filed additional criminal charges against President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman and Paul Manafort and campaign aide Richard Gates. The 32-count indictment adds allegations of tax evasion and bank fraud to previous charges of money laundering and failure to register as foreign agents tied to work they did for pro-Russian politicians in Ukraine. Anger and concern continues to grow among a group of parents in northern Nigeria who say as many as 100 of their daughters are still missing after an attack by Boko Haram militants. Government officials in Yobe state that some 50 girls remain unaccounted for in the Monday evening attack on Dabshi village. There have been conflicting reports over the number of girls accounted for. This is VOA News. Russia has objected to a draft UN resolution intended to implement a 30-day pause in fighting across Syria and lift the siege on the town of Eastern Ghouta. At a Security Council meeting that Moscow requested, its ambassador dismissed as not possible the proposed ceasefire and accompanying aid deliveries, along with large-scale medical evacuations. In Geneva, the UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, told the Reuters news agency that he hopes the Security Council will approve the proposed ceasefire, saying that there is no alternative to halting the fighting and allowing humanitarian access.
Bottom line, if we have learned something from Aleppo, time to actually avoid all this and going on in this type of form of tit for tat in an increasing incremental militarization of the conflict in Eastern Ghouta, where civilians are suffering.
The U.S. envoy said that while Russia had been asked for the meeting or had asked for the meeting to find a way out of the situation, it appeared intent on blocking any meaningful effort to do so. The United Nations Atomic Agency has concluded that Iran is continuing to restrict its nuclear program in compliance with the 2015 international accord aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear weapons development. A quarterly International Atomic Energy Agency report Thursday said Iran is honoring key aspects of that deal. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley is also addressing the stalemate with North Korea over its nuclear ambitions.
The problem at the U.N., though, is that for every North Korea where we've had effective multilateral action, there's a Syria where the Security Council has been unable to condemn the gassing of children thanks to one country, Russia. That is where idealism runs into the brick wall of realism. There are many countries at the UN, including some of the most powerful ones, who simply do not share our values. They don't share our commitment to freedom and democracy and human rights.
The U.S. Department of Justice wants to strip naturalized citizens from five men, or citizenship from those five men, who allegedly lied about sexually abusing children during their interviews and in paperwork. Two of the defendants are from Mexico. The other three are from Colombia, Ghana, and the Philippines. All five pleaded guilty to charges of sexually abusing children either before or during their naturalization processes, but withheld that information from immigration officers. Four are under community supervision or on probation or have been ordered to register as sex offenders. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.